All right, we are currently on the beautiful, grimy University Way street in Seattle, Washington.
So many cars.
So many cars. So loud. Oh, do you want to go in the alley?
Sure.
Let's do the alley.
Safe.
I love alleys.
That's that thing that's
actually, this kind of feels like a wind tunnel. Like, it's super windy in here, because, like, the wind is, like, cutting through straight through the alley, you know?
Right.
We could hide behind a dumpster.
What? You know what, Kendra?
What, Lola?
I feel like we hear from a lot of different people, but we don't really hear their voices, like the voices of the community.
No, you know what? I get what you're saying. Like, maybe if we could just hear from a bunch of different people and just really get, like, a sense of what the people believe, you know, like vox populi.
Latin. Nice.
That could just be our whole podcast.
Yeah. Let's just do that.
So while you're listening to Radioactive, thanks for listening, I guess. Let's do this.
What's the relationship between you and your arch nemesis?
We hate each other. Like, if I see him today, I would walk up to him and slap him. Me and him were, like, talking for a little while, and he decided that he was going to tell everybody at school that we had sex. And I was like, no, it didn't happen, I swear. And so, yeah, like, everybody, like, people didn't believe me. They actually believed him, so... That's why I hate him.
My arch nemesis is the devil himself, the accursed one. The problem with him is he can be different places, in different people, in different times. So it's not one particular person. And unfortunately, even sometimes in certain situations, I am my own worst enemy.
What if I have more than one? Should I pick one?
That's totally up to you. Like, this is your story.
I mean, they're like Donald Trump, but he doesn't know that he's my arch nemesis.
The relationship between my nemesis is my first year of law school. We had assigned seats in this class, and I was sitting by this girl, and I messed up a cold call. The professor called on me, and I got the answer wrong. And this girl, like, chuckled very quietly, and I'm sure it had nothing to do with me. I'm sure that, like, she was G-chatting with her friends, or someone, like, posted something on Facebook or whatever. But from that moment on, and, like, throughout the rest of law school, and even now, she was on my list. So.
My relationship is close, because my arch nemesis is ignorance. And it's all around me, all the time. So I'm always battling against ignorance. Both my own and my student. It's, I guess, in the way I try to trick people is how I battle ignorance. See, people don't really listen. But if you trick them, it's like a magician. They look closely. So I use word games and word puzzles to trick my students. And then when I speak, they pay more attention because they think I'm trying to trick them.
Well, my arch nemesis is myself. And my relationship is very... caustic and stressful. We go head to head all the time. I'm constantly battling my arch nemesis.
Okay, so the first person that always comes into my mind when, like, we talk about arch nemesis is a kid who probably doesn't remember me at all, but basically in third grade he was reading the Harry Potter series, and he was on the fifth book, which is the book where Harry kisses Cho Chang, and he was a white boy, and I was living in, you know, white Waterville, Maine. And I was the only Asian kid in the class, so he thought I was his Cho Chang. And it was really creepy. And he, like, tried to ask me to, like, a dance that wasn't a dance, like, whatever the third grade equivalent of a dance is, whatever the third grade equivalent of asking someone out is. And then I moved to Washington, and I read the fifth Harry Potter book, and I was like, oh, I get this. And then I got a Facebook, and he had a Facebook, and, you know, when you first get a Facebook, when you're 13, you friend everyone. So I friended him, and he posted this graphic that was like, oh, tag your friends as who they are in Harry Potter, and he tagged me as Cho Chang. And so I commented, and I was like, yeah, you know, Cho Chang's Chinese, I'm not really Cho Chang. And he was like, Chinese, Korean, Taiwanese, they're all the same. And that's why he's my arch nemesis.
If you got locked in a room for 24 hours, who would you want to be with?
I would like to spend 24 hours with someone that I meet tomorrow. I love meeting new people and connecting with them. And I'm sure that there's somebody really fascinating right around the corner. And I'd love to spend a day talking with that person.
If I could be locked in a room for 24 hours with anybody, it would be probably Nelson Mandela. Because I think Nelson would know how to handle 24 hours of being alone with some other person, having had to do it for, what, 20-something years? Plus, I think he'd have some pretty good insights on how to solve our problems.
It's like anyone that I could be stuck with. Probably Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who is that?
He wrote my favorite musical, Hamilton.
Okay. And what would you talk to him about?
Probably, like, what it's like to be on Broadway, and I'd probably ask him to, like, sing a couple of duets with me, because we're stuck in a room together, so why not?
Alright.
Outright, that's right. Don't engage, strike by night. Remain relentless till their troops take flight. Make it impossible to justify the cost of the fight. Outrun, outrun, outlast. Outlast.
Do you have a secret hunch of how you will die?
Stay alive until this horrible show is past. We're gonna fly a lot of flags half-mast.
Raise a glass.
I know exactly how I'll die. I have for a while. I will die being hit by a car because I failed to look both ways crossing the street to the downtown Nordstrom.
Yeah, I'll probably, like, it probably won't be natural. Someone will probably end up, like, killing me because of all the shit that I talk.
I hope I die well. I kind of assume that I'll do the old hospital bed kind of death. You know, fully ready to take it on and with no regrets and full of love and people who love me surrounding me.
I'll probably die of something stupid like using a hair care product inappropriately. So I'm gonna slather like too much Rogaine on my bald head and then it's going to poison me.
I'm actually allergic to a lot of things, so either I will die eating food thinking that I could eat it, but I can't, or I will die from some random cause of death, like burning making toast. I'll get it out with a fork. I'm not smart.
I would love to for it to be in my sleep, making sure the last thing that I did while I was awake was praying and recognizing where I would return to.
Do you have a secret hunch of how you will die?
Gunshot wounds. I feel like that's the most accurate way that I feel like I will die.
Why?
You're a young black boy. I'm a African-American young male. The police don't like me. The hood don't like me. There's no other way. White kids don't like me. There's people getting shot at colleges. I might be in college just walking to school. You feel me? Get shot at. It's how it is now.
Oh, it'll be something really reckless. Like, I'll leave the stove on and my house will, like, set on fire. Or I'll, like, tip a candle over. Or maybe I'll, like, drop a giant glass vase and a piece will, like, go into my face or something. Like, it'll definitely be something that's my fault.
Do you have a secret crush? Will you tell them? Why or why not?
Yeah, I have a secret crush. I've been, like, liking him since I was in, like, in the 8th grade, and he always seen me as, like, a sister type, so that's why I never told him, because he, like, friend-zoned me. So it just never came out. I'll never tell him now, because, like, one day, like, he was telling me this problems about this girl that he had. At the end of it, he told me, I just want to talk to you because I know that you would listen. I was so mad. I was like, damn. He really sees me as just someone that he could talk to, like, he doesn't like me like that, so that's why I never told him. And I still won't tell him to this day.
I don't think there's been a single guy that I've liked and not told. And, I mean, yeah, because I'm straight, right? And then, as for, like, girls, I think any feelings I've ever had for girls have, I think, like, in the end I've convinced myself that it's, like, purely platonic. And that it doesn't go, like, beyond that to anything romantic. Yeah, I think that if I did like a girl, though, I would probably be too scared to admit it because I, like, identify as straight. But, I don't know. As for boys or people who identify as male, I've told all of them if I've ever liked them because I have no shame.
How do you flirt?
for the most part, I just kind of, like, stare at the person for a little while. Not in a creepy way. Just kind of like, are they going to notice me? You know, I did my hair today. I try to look really good for about a week if I know that I'm in their class. And if that doesn't end up working, I just don't talk to them. Or sometimes I'll insult them a little bit, hopefully make them angry, but not, you know, offensive. Just kind of like, oh, your hair is so dumb. Or so I'm really awkward. I cannot flirt.
I love to be in control, and oftentimes I've found that, like, whenever I've you know, wanted to flirt with someone, it's been whenever I'm in this position of, like, sort of power over them. And I mean, in school that only means, like, clubs or, like, group projects or something where, like, I'm the only one who, like, knows what we're doing. So I will most of the time just, like, tell them what to do, but as I'm telling them what to do, like, sort of, good job, you're doing a really good job, you know, I must say, you're better than everyone else. And then it slowly transitions to, like, trying to spend more time with them. And I think also some of the really, like, general stereotypical stuff, like touching on shoulders and everything, or like legs or whatever. My type of flirting is very academically oriented.
Thanks to Paul Kiefer, Mamon Sadogra, Kendra Hanna,
Lola Garcia, and Aisha Burka for contributing to this podcast.
Thanks to our editor, Jenny Asarno.
Find us on Twitter at KUOW Radioactive and check out our Facebook page.
Our website is KUOW.org/radioactive youth media.
Subscribe to your podcast on iTunes or anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Radioactive is a youth-led radio program at KUOW 94.9 in Seattle, Washington.
Thanks for listening.